Coffee Sketch Podcast is our take on the intersection of old tech and new tech, the space between the traditional practice of the hand-drawn sketch that has been performed by architects and designers for centuries, and the modern-day use of the hashtag as a representation of a sentiment or a movement. Each week, we plan to deliver a new pod about our ideas, sketches, and what's going on in our daily lives as we pursue our love of architecture, design, and sharing this knowledge with the next generation. I'm Kurt, and I'm in Flint.
And I'm Jamie, and I'm in Austin.
How's it going?
Good.
That's the PG version.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think anybody was watching the first 3 seconds. So
we'll just have to talk to the editor and see if the editor can handle it. So,
yeah. we might have to do that. Phone number on speed dial.
Okay.
Memorized.
Gotcha.
Or email, maybe. Oh, you know, there's one thing before, two things. My dog is struggling to get comfortable, which is stressing me out a little bit. But that's a story for another day. She's fine, but not fine. But the other thing is, I don't know if you've listened to our old friends at ArchiSpeak. Have you heard their latest episode all the way through?
I've not heard the latest one all the way through. No.
Oh, okay.
It dropped this week, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And I happened to be, I was trying to do a bunch of drawings yesterday, and it came up and played, and I listened to the whole thing all the way through, Cormac and Evan. I'm sure they're listening. And a little shade was thrown my way by our friend Cormac. He made a mention about not yet receiving coffee beans. Coffee Sketch Coffee. He did not explicitly name names. No names were named. However, he implied a recent conversation that the four of us had about coffee and not receiving said coffee. So,
well, he also did mention for my birthday, he's like, I hope no one promised you that the coffee was in the mail. Yeah. So yeah. I'm just saying that whole meme that I sent with like the say anything, you know, holding up the, you know, instead of holding up the boombox, it was holding up a big thing of coffee beans. Go to Gross Point Blank and just like
Gross Point Blank
and do your thing.
That's right. A drive through Gross Point Blank. Gross Point.
Yep.
St. Clair Shores, Gross Point Shores, Grossy, whatever. Chuck him out the window. Yeah. He's down there. I have had him in studio.
See, now, if you turned into your studio and just were like, look, I've even got it right here with this, like, a post-it note on it for him, like, then we all could go, oh, yeah, totally, it's right there. Yeah. You can make that in for the next episode.
There is a presentation on next Monday.
Props.
I'll bring it. Yep. Okay. Yep.
You can put it in a really fluffy bag with like, you know, cellophane paper kind of sticking out the top and
gift bag.
Yeah.
The gift bag style. I'm just throw the blame right on my dog and the injury to her neck.
I don't think Ellie needs any more blame. You put the coffee in the bag with the cellophane. And then you also buy a bottle of wine and you stick it in there as well.
And then he's
overjoyed.
I'm going to buy a bottle of wine for Cormac. I'm going to uncork it, let it get stale, then recork it.
No. This is not there's no shade involved in this. There's no, like, I don't know.
Oh, you mean the buck stops here? Have to stop?
Yes,
I think so. I got to stop the... Stop the hate. Is that what the
this episode really turned a different direction than I thought.
Oh, you did. I forgot to mention that to you. Yeah. So that's happened. That's out there this week.
Dirt off your shoulder. Just take care of it. It's right. Done.
That's right. Just like that. For those watching. Yeah. So they didn't say anything about you. So you're here, and
that's it. So we're
what
we're
coffee are you drinking?
I did have some of ours this week. Right now, I am having the. I was at the store and saw this and was excited because I haven't had it in a while. It's from Independence, Texas. Well, it's Independence Coffee. It's actually from Brenham, Texas, really close to Independence. It's their backyard pecan. Feels like fall to me. So, and you know, it's Texas. It might have been 100 a couple days ago. So, been over 90 today. You know, damn if it's not autumn. So.
Mm-hmm. We did pass the equinox last week, so yes, it is fall, even though your temperature, your thermometer might not be saying so. But
And fun fact, fun fact, I did go back and listen to some highlights from a few years ago when Jamie, introduced you to the Arctober.
Mm.
Which is a fun episode for people to listen to because it's a couple minutes of us arguing about, well, it's more like you like casting aspersions and shade against me for saying the word arc versus architecture and archy. And like, there's this whole vocabulary thing going on there. It's really good. You got some good zingers in on that one.
I'll have to go back and re-listen to that because
it's fun because we talk about the idea of trying to draw with someone else's prompts and we're here at the end of September and so our next episode 132 be about Arctober or Archinktober, whichever one's the more appropriate. pronunciation for Kurt. If you follow us on social media, we've posted the prompts. We're responsible for the prompts. I've definitely did folks to participate. We will be participating ourselves. Might have Chuck D because he is quite the sketcher. Sterling before had suggested Aesop Rock. So, there's a couple people.
And it's always fun. It's kind of like, every New Year's we do resolution podcast. And then every October we do Arctober resolutions. And we gets much farther than I do.
You totally stumble too. I love it. I'm not the only one. Not my Canadian-ness, all coming out.
So,
what coffee you got today?
Yeah. Oh, I have our friends in Flint, Rootless.
Yeah. I know. I thought I might see the package coming with the light bright, but I might need to talk.
Oh my God!
Might need to talk to him about that.
Maybe it got mixed up by our friends at UPS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's in the cup. Man, I'm really losing today.
I do remember talking about my love of the light bright, as a child.
That's right. And it is your birthday.
Your birthday
has recently passed.
Yeah, I'm not one for like extending it. It happened. It's good. I had a good time. Like, what's going on? So.
Oh yeah. Well, so what about you then? Let's change the subject over to your cup of coffee.
I said it was the it's the pecan, backyard pecan, buddy. So,
oh right, yes, right. This is the fall, the autumn. I'm getting a little nervous, so I gotta.
It's Texas.
deflect.
Texas pecans.
So, I know you have to go. This is going to be a bit of a shorter one today. Look, this the short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But just Jamie's got a thing, and I've got to make some food, or else I'm going to get in trouble by Mrs. So there's that going on too. But so let me flip this on, because this is almost as recent as Jamie's birthday is Batman Day.
Yeah, there's like a nice coincidence there. So appreciate that about the, you know, the marketing. So yeah. making up holidays and then, you know, marketing them around the target audience. So I feel like I'm part of the target audience on this. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes. So is there some significance to the day?
I have no idea if there's actual significance to the day. No.
Was it the first Batman sketch?
I would love it to be the first appearance, but I don't believe so. I mean, I think it was
the first comic book. Is it the first time Adam West was on screen? Or even older than older than Adam West, right? There's a version. Yeah,
there's like a
predates him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I found a really cool photo of Adam West, in the Batmobile. I almost did that as my sketch for Batman Day. But M's birthday is just a little bit in front of mine. And so I had done a couple bat sketches because I sort of joked with her about that. She had kind of an affinity for Batgirl. I was there. I'd done a couple of sketches of that kind of in leading up to and had interspersed it with a few other different sketches for my daily sketch. But then for Batman Day, kind of did one and then a second one. It turned out pretty good.
And it's always fun to kind of celebrate this holiday that was invented. I don't know.
Probably. Yeah, it's totally fictional. Well,
I shouldn't say Warner Brothers. I should try and pay homage to comics,
right,
where Batman emerged from, but there's has that movie contract. So,
well, I mean, and that's the whole thing, right? Is like, you know, all these, you know, comic book, graphic novel, you know, writer, artist, you know, creations have sort of, you know, migrated to film, which I have no problem with, absolutely, animation or film, but, you know, there's a lot of storytelling. There's a lot of, you know, greats, you know, kind of enjoying kind of all that creativity that came before in terms of the storytelling and art. So it's one where I don't mind bouncing back and forth, you know, between genres and time periods and all that stuff too. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's like I remember being a little kid and, you know, and seeing, you know, reruns of, you know, Batman on TV, right? And going, you know, this is totally campy. You know, even as a little kid, you knew it was totally campy. Tom, I'm, you know, my, you know, the fun thing, and if anybody who does follow me on Instagram, an image of a couple sitting on, like, it looks like almost like a Model T Ford. So that was, you know, that was for my grandparents, my mom's parents. So there was sort of an anniversary in there, and it was just something that was super special, and got reminded of some things that were personal. And you know, my mom, and she's telling me some stories about them, and I have this wonderful black and white photo of my grandparents, and sort of around, like, after I got off the phone with my mom and did this sketch from the photo and then sent it to her, was the At some point in your life, you start to get, you know, a little sentimental and all that stuff. But my grandfather had mechanic his whole life, and was fascinated with cars. And you know, this photo with him, with my grandmother, you know, with a car, it just was, you know, they're like, you know, they're at the beach or something, you know, or some lake or, you know, whatever. And, you know, she's in a bathing suit and he's like in like slacks with his shirt off, you know, and it's so classic for the two of them. You know, I only knew them when they were, you know, I'm the youngest grandchild. So I knew them when they were really, really old. I was fit to spend a lot of years with them. But it's, you know, these photos of them for me are really special. And that's the stuff that you think about, especially around your birthday and things like that, as family and things like that too. So, I've been drawing a bunch of different stuff, you know, this last month. And this particular sketch was kind of fun. You know, like I said, I jump around with a lot of different varieties of things, and some of them come, like even this sketch that we got on the screen, you know, it was as intense of an image as it is, you know, graphically, was fast. Mm-hmm. I was really proud of myself for capturing it as fast as I did. When I start to do portraits, and especially of portraits of people that are like special to me, mm-hmm. The nerves kick in, and you feel like you can't fudge it, and mm-hmm. you're, you know, the biggest critic of yourself. This was one that was special, and I was able to, you know, kind of give it to my mom. So that was cool.
That's cool. It is a great sketch, actually. You know, the sort of graphic intensity, it's very darkly rendered. I wouldn't say it's not a dark image. It's a positive, uplifting, you know, it's a nice scene, you know, as you mentioned, your two grandparents sitting on the bumper of an old car. And it was a Model T.
Well, it kind of, it's not, but it kind of feels like that.
It's got, I mean, the old timey.
It's kind of got that, you know, I'm not a car person.
Oh, I see. It's Americana.
You know, I mean, but that was the thing, is like, my grandfather was the type of guy that could, your car, you know, you could turn your car on and say, there's something wrong with it. And he would just listen.
Oh, that's cool.
And then he would pop the hood and maybe listen some more and then tell you what was up with it. Yeah. But like, it's, I think I've told you this, is that, like, you know, Formula One, you know, and, you know, was his like Super Bowl, you know, that was, you know, that was his thing, you know, was Grand Prix and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, that was, you know, he just was really happy to just be around his family, you know? So.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I think that's definitely a skill set and a trait that probably doesn't happen or exist very much. And even nowadays, with all the technology in cars, you probably couldn't necessarily open a hood and be like, you know, listen for a type of vibration or something like that. But
no, and that's I think that's the fun thing about it, is that, like, as much as I think he would be absolutely amazed by all the technology of cars today, he would also appreciate it too. As a car guy, I mean, he was kind of conscious of, you know, not necessarily his mortality, but it was sort of conscious of like how much the world is changing. Hmm. I mean, all my grandparents have, like, you know, had eighth grade educations, you know, it was like, you know, for them, you know, all of their grandkids, you know, on both sides, you know, all the things that we've done and places we've been, it's just, it's all fascinating. It was always fascinating to them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. The multi-generational, you know, as the wish to have the youth, you know, the younger generations sort of go farther, or, you know, in career or education and things like that. And your point about his appreciation of F1, you know, that's like the whole other, you know, there's sort of this old car here, and then F1, which then sort of it represents like the epitome of technology in automotive engineering, because my brother is an engineer and loves F1 for a lot, probably a lot of the same reasons, because of the, and he's talked about the sophistication of those vehicles, points where I don't really, I can't even can't even recall, because it's complex stuff. But I don't know.
I mean, it's the idea of, like, you've probably heard him talk about the pilots, you know. I mean, it's that, you know, that level of passion and sophistication for that is really evident. And I think that's the, you know, that's the thing about, you know, for me, even just in terms of our discussions about art and architecture and technology and influence, it's like, the last month, I mean, if anybody goes through my sketches, it's a real mixed bag. I mean, I've got portraits of family members who, you know, have passed away, you know, I mean, my grandmother and grandfather passed away when I was a teenager. But they hold like a real special, you know, spot in my memory, you know, even today. And then other sketches like the Batman stuff, it's like, you know, that's, you know, the reason why I bring up my grandmother is that she was the first person to sit me down and give me, you know, pencils as like a little kid, mm-hmm. and let me draw. Mm-hmm. And my parents had gone like on like one of those, like, you know, draw off the grandparents and, you know, go out for a little bit, came home, and I'm laying on the floor with my grandmother, and, you know, all I'm doing is just papers everywhere and crayons and draw, you know, pens and pencils. And they're like, what have you guys been doing? You know, I apparently had just been drawing. I drew like the whole time they were gone. Like, she decided that was something that she wanted to do with me, and other, you know, and I kind of remember, you know, that, you know, my nanny, you know, was always encouraging me to draw and do my art, you know, and that was the way she referred to it, was do your art. Mm-hmm. But it was like, you know, some of that early stuff was, you know, comic books and Batman and all that good stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, when I do these, I think about stuff like that.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I know you got to go, so I'll just say one last thing about the thread that ties it all together, right? You know, I mean, the subject matter may sometimes not be obvious to the listener or the watcher of what we talk about, but I think you summarized pretty well right there is how these things sort of weave together in one's mind and then translate into pen to paper. And so in that, I mean, that's really the essence of a sketch, right? Is the fact that it's the generation of something from an idea, and our brains are complex enough to think about multiple things at one time, right? Or overlapping series concepts, things like that. And that's the station is what is, you know, when we go through episode is the sketch to sketch, right? It's like the manifestation of these sort of electrical impulses in the brain turning into something physical. So yeah, no, thanks for the story. It was really fun. I know it's a bit of a short one, but that was really sort of concise way to sort of jump from Batman Day and then go back in time and then back forward in time. So
yeah, okay, so one last question for you, and then we can call it an episode. Is, since we were talking about the sketch and talking about, you know, drawing influence and how that's migrated to film and animation and et cetera, et cetera. So of the actors who have played Batman, which one, or just, and not just the actors, but I mean like the portrayal. So, so which is the one that's like, has like, is your number one?
Oh, man, it's a tough one. I think it's still going to have to be Tim Burton's Batman with Michael Keaton as Batman. So his version one, you know, his Batman and Batman Returns, like, you know, because then Michael Keaton didn't come into the trilogy, but, you know, he didn't carry through the three. So that would be me. Which I know we're running out of time here, but the Lee and Flint at the Flint Institute of Music, I have tickets to watch the Flint Symphony Orchestra play the soundtrack to the Tim Burton Batman while the movie is playing behind them. Like, they're doing the movie thing, with the movie symphony thing. And that's in February, so it's not on Batman Day. It's in February of next year. So I'm really looking forward to that. And that's not why I chose that one, but it's great that it lines up with the symphony as well. But so what about you?
Love it. I love it. I love it. It's pretty great. And it was pretty seminal. Remember seeing it in the theater and all that stuff, and was, you know, to say that Bale and Christopher Nolan, yeah, you know, I love Tim Burton. I mean, it's like, you know, it's many that are pretty great. But I think that, you know, I think Christian Bale really got it, yeah, about it. But at the same time, Robert Pattinson, it's like, I don't want to discount that, like, you know, so I can, you know, I can appreciate them all.
I appreciate, I'm glad that you at least feel as torn as I had to.
I mean,
I can't pick just one.
Roy from the animated series, you know, his voice of Batman was pretty great. You know, because then you got to then you get to nod that Mark Hamill, you know, was the Joker, you know, against Kevin Conroy's Batman. And so, you know,
I love that the cartoon
version too, animated. So anyhow, this was fun.
Yeah, here's the next Batman Day.
Cheers to that.
Thank you for listening. We both hope that you enjoyed this episode of Coffee Sketch Podcast. Our theme music is provided by my brother, who goes by at Cold Fashioned on Instagram and Twitter. Our podcast is hosted at coffeesketch.buzzsprout.com. Find more show notes and information from this episode. And finally, if you like what you heard, please rate us on iTunes and share us with your friends. Thank you.